You're listening to An Earls of Leicester Christmas. It's a very merry Sean and Jerry Christmas. From the album It's Christmas Time, here's Balsam Range.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hall. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
The song Brenda Lee originally recorded in 1958, and nearly 60 years later, that's a version by Balsam Range. Shannon McCombs here with An Earls of Leicester Christmas, Jerry Douglas and Sean Camp with me. All right, direct to the point, best Christmas ever or your most memorable Christmas?
All right, my most memorable Christmas morning was went down and went to the Christmas tree, and I had this beautiful purple Schwinn 20-inch bicycle with the raised handlebars and a little purple fringe hanging off the handlebars.
They were called streamers.
Streamers. Banana seat. It was a three-speed. Man, I'd never even heard of a three-speed.
This is like, a definite generation of child here, okay? With banana seat, 20-inch bike, and the high handlebars.
So my dad and I take it outside in the backyard, and we lived up on a hill. We had this, like, shell, like gray shale, kind of, I guess is what how you
call
it.
Gravel shale.
Like gravel and dirt road driveway. It went down a hill, and it was really steep. And at the bottom, my dad had built a cattle guard. And a cattle guard is like full 2-inch by 8-inch rough sawn oak lumber that Daddy had built down at the base of this hill in the driveway. So the cows wouldn't cross up into our driveway, you know. I was so excited about this new three-speed. I was like, how do you work a three-speed, Daddy? And he said, well, I'll show you, son. And I said, well, no, I can figure it out. No, I'll show you. He was insistent.
He really wanted to ride this thing.
he had been into the eggnog a little bit that morning. And so he takes off down the hill, you know, in this brand new, it's metallic purple, beautiful grape kind of thing. So he flies down the hill. He gets to going pretty fast. And he hits a rut or something in the driveway, and his foot slipped off the pedal. And the whole thing just wadded up and slid across the cattle guard. Oh, I hear him at the bottom of the hill. And I'm going, oh, no. And he picks up the bicycle and starts coming back bloodied up. Up the hill. He's warped the thing all to pieces.
Never even
and I'd never even been on that bicycle. I was like 9 years old, so Daddy was 39 at the time.
Did you get another one?
No. I don't even know what happened to that one.
I think he threw that one over the hill while you were watching.
Merry Christmas.
to fall. And the ones we love head home to Rocky Top. Ain't got no worries at all, 'cause there's a big orange moon shining down on Rocky Top. The field is snowy white, and the bowl filled with sugar-coated orange cotton candy is what we'll dream about tonight. Rocky Top, it's Christmas time on Rocky Top.
There's magic everywhere
when that football's in the air, and it's Christmas time on Rocky Top. Well, the pumpkin pie is filling up the kitchen with a scent of sugar and spice, and the TV's on, everyone's home to cheer on the orange and white. The tree's decked out and the stockings are hung. There's a fire burning orange and bright. There's a grin or a smile on everyone's face in the Tennessee hills tonight.
On Rocky Top,
Rocky Top, it's Christmas time on Rocky Top.
There's magic everywhere
when that football's in the air, and it's Christmas time on Rocky Top.
When it's kickoff time, we'll kick back and watch as the other team faces their fears, 'cause they'll stand toe-to-toe and look eye-to-eye at the Tennessee Volunteers.
On Rocky Top,
Rocky Top, it's Christmas time on Rocky Top.
There's magic everywhere
when that football's in the air, and it's Christmas time on Rocky Top.
Yeah, there's magic everywhere
when that football's in the air, and it's Christmas time on Rocky Top.
The Osborne Brothers with Christmas Time on Rocky Top.
Oh, man.
I can't imagine how many times they have sang Rocky Top.
More than anybody else.
And loved it every time.
Yeah.
They do. They don't flinch when they play it.
No, they're
the only people in the world that can do it right, so they should do it.
That's my first employers, actually, those guys are. You know, I moved to Nashville in January of 87 and went to work with them in February playing fiddle for them for a little while. Not long, but...
What does that mean? You got fired, Sean?
Yeah, I did.
You got fired?
They're trying to hire Glenn Duncan, who was hot at the time as a fiddle player, and so I didn't stay long. I was just a green kid anyway, straight from the hills of Arkansas over here, you know, but... But I learned a lot with those guys. They were great, you know, and my mom and dad bought their records in the early 60s. So, I mean, I grew up listening to them.
Yeah, me too.
One of the first records I remember hearing was Hillside Pickin'. It had a lot of people like peeling apples or something on the front of the cover. But the Osborne Brothers have given so much to this genre of music. It's just amazing. They're legends.
Isn't it great how some of the old album covers just never go out of your mind?
You know, they were big. They were big enough to see, and it was a full photograph, so it stays in your mind.
I'm picturing the Osborne Brothers record with them with the blue metallic jackets on. Standing on the hillside, you know.
Yep.
Well, as we wrap up the show, first of all, thank you all for doing this.
Oh, it's fun.
It's pretty special sitting in these bus seats.
I know it.
That we know that roll down the highway with Lester and Earl and the boys.
Pretty crazy.
Here at the Station Inn. And thanks to the Station Inn for letting us do this.
J.T. Cray is a wonderful guy. You can count on him.
Absolutely.
Owns the Station Inn.
You know, and these seats are kind of comfortable for an hour, but I can't imagine like a 24-hour trip in these chairs.
Yeah, you're riding with somebody that you've been riding with for, you know, about 4 days.
Yeah. Side by side. Jerry Douglas, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you. Shannon. Thank you very much.
Sean Camp, thank you.
Thank you, Shannon McCombs.
May the Earls of Leicester ride on.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally say goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Rhonda Vincent. For some stations, there are still a few more songs. If not, check our website to hear a bonus segment at gogoshowprep.com. Big thank you to Claire Ratliff, who co-produced this show with me, to Jerry Douglas and Sean Camp, and all the Earls of Leicester that couldn't be here. The great people at Rounder Records who helped make this possible. A special thank you to J.T. Gray at Nashville's world-famous Station Inn for opening his doors in the middle of the day so that we could sit in Earl and Leicester's bus seats. Truly an honor. The background music used throughout the show was from Raymond Fairchild, including Right Now. For publicity information on this show, contact Laughing Penguin Publicity in Nashville. And a big thank you to all the stations and programmers that play bluegrass music and gave us the airtime to do the same. Thank you. And if you'd like to keep in touch and find out more about upcoming shows, you can find me on Twitter at Radio Shannon. I'm Shannon McCombs. Merry Christmas.
Sweet taters and sausage.
Anything with gravy.
Let's just talk like this the rest of the show. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's nice to have seen y'all. Nice to have saw y'all.